died trying to reach her stash of dark chocolate, her secret stash of dark chocolate. And like you said, right, you've got to like scamper up this ladder in order to reach some of these shelves or, you know, to get up onto a platform where you can reach some of these things.
Yeah.
And they're not built. They're not built for women.
Yeah.
And so key number five is that women's health and safety is compromised when safety procedures are designed around male bodies.
Yeah, totally. Like those life jackets, I feel like they're way too big on me. I don't know if you've been on a boat. Like when you go on a boat, you have to wear a life jacket. But even the extra small is too big on me. And I'm scared if I fall into the water, is it just going to slip off? And I'll just sink to the bottom.
Right?
Yeah, but good thing I can swim. But what if someone can't swim? And then the size difference kills them. And yeah, I just... A lot of other things too.
Yeah. This also comes down to, you know, car safety is a big one, right? And a really good example, because cars are designed, again, for this reference man's body size, type, height, weight. And when a woman is in the driver's seat and in a car accident, the statistical data shows that she's something like 70% more likely to be injured than a man.
Yeah, that makes sense,
right? Like the airbags just aren't, they're not big enough.
Yeah, maybe.
Or the seatbelt is too grippy or something for the weight. Or you know, my issue, and I'm tall, is that sometimes they don't move down, right? Like they don't have a little slider. And so the seatbelt is way up out of the door jamb, and it cuts across my ear.
Oh no!
Rather than wrapping around my shoulder like it should, right?
Yeah.
And so yeah, all of these little things that I think I'm gonna start taking a lot more notice about in my world, in terms of how things fit or not.
Yeah, and maybe females, the body is just like cannot stand the impact as much, and maybe they need more protection in the car. And but I don't know if companies are gonna bother putting in more protective mechanisms just for the female driver, because most of drivers are males these days. Yeah,
I don't know. One of the things that I did find interesting, and it might have been in the podcast that I listened to, was somebody was talking about how in their car system that talks back to you.
Oh yeah, they only respond if a guy says something.
Yeah. Right? So even though the man is not the one in the driver's seat, it would only respond to the male voice, even though he was the passenger in the car and not the one driving.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Because we think that we can rely on these systems, and we're kind of led to believe that we can rely on these systems. When we buy things, or you know, we're sold these functions, these features. benefits and features. Your car talks to you. Well, no, it doesn't. It talks to my man friend. And he's backseat driving over there. So not safe. Not safe. Number six is that women's health outcomes are affected by data that fails to address the female body specifically. And I think we've talked about these things. Yeah. And I get it. It's tough. You know, it's tough to be able to have all of the data about all of the people all of the time. But I think that when we're so kind of trapped almost in this mindset of this is the standard, this is the gold standard, and white supremacy looks the same way, right? When we look at how the white experience or the white body is put in that same seat of this is the gold standard and everybody has to sort of measure up to what this looks like, then it fails a whole bunch of people who don't and will never measure up to what that looks like and feels like and it is, you know, has that experience in their bodies.
Yeah.
Number seven is that the world's biggest gender gap is seen in the GDP and that the economy is suffering as a result.
Yeah, I think the book talked a lot about how women that stay at home moms, they're not technically making money. They don't have a salary. But they're also doing most of the work. Like they're doing as much work as maybe the man of the family, but it's not getting reflected in GDP, like gross domestic product.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think that's a huge problem. It's basically saying that their work is not being recognized. And they feel like they're not really contributing to the economy, to society, but their work is so important to keep the family going, to raise children, which is like future of our society. I'm not really sure how you can reflect that in the statistics and to show that women are actually doing work and they're not just being lazy and staying home doing nothing.
Yeah. I think anybody who's been home with a toddler will tell you that there's no time to do nothing. there's no time to just sit around and be lazy. You're not just watching TV. They need constant attention and running around after and snacks and engagement and play and stimulation. And, you know, you're lucky if they lie down for a nap and you have time to, you know, put a little load of laundry in because they've dirtied everything that they own.
Yeah.
You know, there's spaghetti sauce everywhere. So... one of the things also, you know, that this reminds me is there was a nod to the ways in which that invisible labor or that domestic labor goes unaccounted for, because there was a woman who recognized that her smartphone's health app wasn't calculating her steps in the same way when she was pushing the pram and doing laundry and, you know, like walking around in her house as it did when she was actually outside and going for a quote unquote walk.
Huh. Interesting.
Right. And so the smartness or the savvy that our machines have also kind of take advantage of the fact that they're interpreting what we do in a way that miscalculates that labor, right? That energy output.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's unfortunate. I don't think that accounts for 90% of the steps I take every day. But yeah, I'm not sure. I guess I wonder how do they know if you're inside or outside the house? They just tracking your location.
Well, it's like the, I don't have one, but it's like the Apple wrist fit thing, and it knows if you're walking or running or biking or swimming or floating, or like it knows the kind of exercise that you're doing, based on movement or how fast you're going or which limbs are moving or how. Yeah, it's a curious thing to me, and so maybe these new smartphones have a way to tell what kind of exercise are you doing. Are you doing mom exercise where you're taking your baby for a walk in the pram, or are you doing real adult man exercise where you're, you know, running in the park?
Yeah, I mean, if it is measuring by speed, the speed that a man runs would be much faster than a woman runs, right? So if it's thinking, oh, you have to run at least 5 kilometers per hour, I'm just making it up, I'm not sure what the actual speed is, but let's say the average for a man is 5 kilometers per hour, but I'm only able to do 6 kilometers or less, 4 kilometers per hour, then it would think that I'm just taking a walk, I'm not running.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the mechanism is, but it was curious to me how it could figure these things out, right? And how that relates back to this gross domestic product issue, and how the economy, in terms of how we calculate what the economy looks like, suffers because it doesn't take into consideration the gap in gender data. And then 8 is that political systems disenfranchise women, and public policy suffers from the gender data gap. And I think it was back in December, maybe November even, Pranjali and I did a really interesting show about securitization. And, you know, we talked about public policy and the gender gap, and how, you know, when there's promises to do a certain, thing, or, you know, to take specific action on something, that's only a part of the puzzle. There's this securitization that needs to also happen, right? Where it, you know, kind of solidifies dollar bills in a budget to do that, and people to take it on. And without those, then it doesn't happen. And and we see that there's all kinds of good intentions in terms of public policy and, you know, making it society better for all the folks, but the securitization of actually ensuring that that's happening and that there are people to do it and there's money to make it happen still falls very short, because reference man is reference man.
It's so ingrained in our brains. Yeah. I don't remember much about the public policy part of it, so I can't comment too much on that. But it would make sense, because I think a lot of politicians are men and they're making the public policies. So it makes sense that they would make rules or laws that benefit them and not the general public that includes women. Yeah. Maybe an example I could give is the states, they got rid of abortion, or was that, or like they, in the United States, they gave each state their own choice on whether abortion is legal or not. And that was like a huge debate.
Still, I think is an ongoing. It's an ongoing issue, because if we don't have access to, you know, the autonomy of choices that we make about our bodies and how we need them to be functioning for our health and safety, right? Then it definitely becomes an issue. Yeah, I think part of the disenfranchisement politically certainly is about the number of politicians that you know, women are just outnumbered in terms of who goes into politics and who gets elected. But also from the women who I've known in politics, it's such a boys' club that the challenge to really stand up and feel supported in, you know, what you're bringing forward becomes a real challenge, and good people leave because they feel like they're not being taken seriously or not being heard, and the misogynism and the sexism in politics is still huge. You know, obviously that trickles both up into how policy works and continues to disenfranchise, but trickles down also into how policy works and how we're disenfranchised.
Yeah. So definitely, it's very hard for females to make it in the male-dominated profession like politics. I think I read somewhere that there are a lot of invisible ways that you can move up the ladder. Like you can go for drinks after work, have like these outside of work parties and meetings, and a lot of times the females are not invited, or maybe they have to go home, take care of the family, the babies, so they're not invited to these things, and then they're not able to move up the ladder that way. And it's unfortunate. Boys club, as you've said, they think that only boys are invited, and the girls are not cool enough or something.
Partly it might be the cool factor, but I think also, you know, as you mentioned, it's the design of society in a way where you know, women are still the primary caregivers. And, you know, if there's a single parent households where, you know, shared responsibilities or you know, split households or what have you, then it becomes it just becomes an issue. So, yeah. Yeah,
definitely.
We've got a couple of songs, I think, to play. Let's take a breather here. That was a lot of information. Do you want to introduce the...
Which one?
Well, you brought a couple of songs.
Yeah.
And we can hear both of them.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I love them.
So tell us what we're going to hear.
Okay, so the first song that I brought is this K-pop song. So I've loved K-pop ever since I was a teenager. And it's a very female-dominated field. A lot of girl groups. I love it. So this is my favorite girl group. Their name is Mamamoo. And I love them because they're very good at singing. And this is one of my favorite songs. It's a slower song, a ballad. So yeah, let's hear it.
No.
Lana Del Rey with Young and Beautiful. Thanks for bringing that, Tina. That was, it's always a joy to hear that song. It's beautiful. Thanks for bringing the topic for today also and joining me in conversation. And thanks so much for tuning in and listening. The podcast will be up shortly with some links to the material that we were chatting about.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you so much for having me here today.
Stay tuned for Democracy Now, coming right up.
Hi, I'm